audiences. We want to get value for money. We want to measure outcomes for the inputs that we put into public service generally.
But could we be talking about maybe several thousand over the next 2 years of posts becoming open or available to young people? After all, I think there are only 4% of civil servants now under 30, according to the most recent statistics available. So what job prospects are going to be there for the best and brightest coming through the education system?
Well, two strands. We've already opened the clerical assistance grade for application, and we have several thousands applying for that, and we're creating panels to fill vacancies there. I'm conscious, for example, that there are a number of people now who have been recruited in the last couple of years who are on contract. I want to put those on a permanent basis where there is a permanent workload for them to undertake. But we're also looking at specialist need in the civil service. So I've recruited an economic service. We had a raft of good young economists recruited, trained in my department, and now they're going to be farmed out to do proper economic analysis in every line department. And there are other skill sets, for example, human resource management, procurement, and so on, that in the past it was almost like Buggan's turn. You'd be